rolling.
You got my camera on?
Everything rolling back. Can you make sure everything rolls still?
We live.
Sheesh. All right. I can't believe we got this, guys. We did it, dude.
We had.
Oh, man. That was a... It's been a minute, man. It's been a minute since we've been here.
Man. Hold on.
We going straight into it? We want to do an intro or something?
The words of the legend over here. Oh, we live?
We live?
Oh, we live? Now, let's clarify this before we get started, Jerry.
Uh-oh.
Are there any extra guests in here?
We have special guests.
Exactly.
Special guests here. They're very special. And they are near and dear to the culture, right?
Special.
Man, the first time we did it, you know, I had a little nerves, you know. And I called my brother extra guest, man. I called my brother, you know, Craig, extra guest, man. Yeah, they are.
We're going to treat you with respect.
Right.
In the black box.
definitely. But, yeah, man, how y'all been?
Oh, great. Oh, yeah. How about yourself?
Man. I can't complain. I'm, you know, progression. I'm doing, you know, like King Spence said.
Go grab an ashtray real quick, man.
You good? It's progression. But yeah, man. Welcome back. You know, we've been gone for a minute. Welcome back to the Indie Pop podcast, man. You know,
one right here, bro.
We here with a few special guests.
We in here with. Let me introduce.
Yeah,
this
he got it, man.
First off. Savvy Cray, only nigga I know, gotta keep the L lit. You feel me? Stop in the middle of the intro to go get the ashtray, nigga. It's real. Tulsa Stone Olympic shit, bro, right?
I didn't know we was rolling already. I thought we was gonna get like a 1, 2, 3,
nah,
like
this.
A,
how you know we go
like a ready set. Yeah, we on it. We live.
Very organic.
Shout out to Savvy Cray and Underground Collective.
Yes, sir.
Got many moves. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Which one you want to look at first? Then we got L2, aka Lester Shaw.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Work It Out, you know what I'm saying? Do your homework. Do your homework.
Yeah, man. Grammy nominated. Grammy nominated.
Do your homework. Do your researches.
And we got Jerry in the house, you know what I'm saying? We got Jerry in the house.
Yeah, man, you know, the wave legend, the wave lord, you know what I'm saying? Pop Mar, you know what I'm saying? Hold up, man. I'm in here. Keezy think because he got a highlight clip now, you know, shout out come through, you know, my nigga, you know, he on another tier, but let's not get it confused.
Keezy been the wave is in effect. Since that video dropped.
Facts, he been popping it. Yeah.
Not at all.
How has the love been?
I'm Cushy T right now. I debate the whole world. I'm the scientist. I'm the, you know, I'm the lab leader right now. So I'm talking with that confidence. No, I'm just bullshitting.
Man, speaking
but,
of Cushy
come
T,
through.
You've been killing it on the ones and twos, man.
You rocked out
in our last show.
Hey,
yeah, I'm hearing about
Cushy T on the ones and twos.
Hey, man.
Doing a little ditty here and there.
Man, Cushy T, man. But let's not talk about me. You said come through.
Through
was pretty crazy. That was just like real easy. Like, of course, that was, you know, the round table was not scripted. I had that debate with everybody. Like, I just held up my man Shot by King earlier for extra 20 minutes trying to give him some game on how it worked, you know. But like, come through, King Spencer, that platform is pretty dope. I fucks with it, man. But yeah, that clip been going around, but you know. It was just everyday shit. It was only 15 seconds.
Man, let's talk about it. That's actually on our list of topics for today, bro. So, did y'all get to see it first off?
Yes.
Well, I appreciate it.
Yeah, talking about the gatekeeping video, right?
Did you see that video?
Yeah.
What'd you think about it? What y'all think? Y'all seen it? We was there. I was trying to see what y'all thought.
Shit, I agree, man. It's like, there's a lot of knowledge being gatekept, whether it's like the knowledge of the history of Tulsa and shit that happened here, but also the knowledge of the opportunities that's available now.
Yep.
Like, I watched somebody get $25,000 grant, like, after like a 3-day program. Like, they gave this person 25 bands to start their business. And like, most people didn't even know that this thing was going on. So it's like, so it's a lot of different forms of gatekeeping when it comes to like the knowledge.
Mm-hmm. So you feel like the knowledge was gatekept?
Yeah, man.
Okay, that makes sense. So what about you, bro?
Man, my dad is shout out Doc Shaw. You know, when he went and got his doctorate, the doctorate program is basically all about research. You know what I mean? So when we do research properly, we'll find information. You know what I'm saying? And to the point to where we don't need nobody to tell us or give us anything. You know what I mean? And when you do your research, you will find what you're looking for. You know what I mean? Period. It's like on my journey to Atlanta, you know what I mean? It was, I went out there in 05 for a music conference, and I was able to talk to other creatives that I seen on TV, just like we're having these conversations right now. They're just available. Like, I'm touching them, you know what I mean? So I'm like, I got to get out here. You know, Pops always said, how do you catch a buffalo? Well, you got to go where they roam, you know what I mean? And, man, these guys ain't doing nothing different than what we're doing. It's just the opportunity there is different.
What you mean? Just break that down.
The opportunities they have, like, when I went to Atlanta, I was able to be everything I could be. A model, actor, a writer, singer. Anything my body allowed me to do, I was able to do, because they are looking for those type of...
Oh, there's an outlet. There's a need for that.
There's a need. There's an outlet for it. So when you go to those places, you're wanted. You're needed. You know what I mean? And, you know, you come back to a place like Tulsa, and it's like Atlanta, I seen brown people actually push each other. You know what I'm saying? Just like the Black Box. You know what I mean? But just imagine thousands. So now you're linking up with thousands of progressive brown folks. That's what Atlanta was.
Like, somebody gonna touch some money. Like, you gonna touch some money.
Somebody, and then if you touch it, guess what you do? You bring that ladder down, so that's everybody can get up.
That's it. That's the difference. Nigga, I don't feel like enough niggas that touched up here is reaching and bringing up a nigga or two niggas with them, and then you see them sprout something out of it. I don't see that. You might see it. If you see it, point me towards them. I might be ignorant.
I don't see it. I think the reason why you don't see it is because people really not where they want to be at yet, like, financially. You know what I'm saying? Like, we all great in a certain way. That's been the number one thing that's hurt Tulsa, is like, nigga, you got to fund this. And to take the business serious, it takes funds. And if you don't got no funds, then it's hard to create and put something out, or, you know, be consistent and believe in yourself to keep trying. That's just the part of, like, doing it for the love and, you know, being an entrepreneur. You got to figure it out. Like you said, you got to do the research. Like, you can only go so far, you know.
With that being said, though, like, a lot of people will touch the funds but be afraid to invest in themselves. Like, they want to buy clothes and buy jewelry, or even invest in other shit, like invest in stocks or whatever. But, like, you know, you're not really investing in yourself, investing in your business. And you say that you don't see nobody that's come up and trying to bring up other people with them, man. L2 just name one, man. You sitting in one.
Absolutely.
The Black Box, every brand in here, we trying to bring them up and help them make money off of their brand, get exposure for their brand. You know what I mean? We want people to be able to eat off of our tree. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the Black Box is a good example of what we need to be doing. I'm just speaking more so like say a nigga pop on TikTok, Instagram, whatever, right? He really pop, but he from here. He really from here. Why not make your homie 100,000 follower type of nigga that do video reviews? why not, you know, and then they, you know, just, you know what I'm saying? Just like a wave should start to trickle from what you do.
I think it is, but like I said, do what you do, but they,
you know what I'm saying?
Niggas are, like, people are creating in a lot of different ways, like, man, it was just a fashion show last weekend. Plenty of brands there. Like, it's a lot of festivals. It's a lot of things going on music wise, but business wise, we're still playing catch up. Mm-hmm. And like I said, the funds aren't there. Yeah, you can get a little grant here and there,
right,
but niggas got real lives and jobs and kids, right, and stuff to take care of. So life always stops somebody from, I feel like, getting to they so-called potential as far as this music shit. If that's what we're talking about, it's just music. Like, yeah, it can be anything, but like, I'm looking at it and just in this industry, bro. Like, this industry is weird right now. Like, you force feed, you know, your following videos that you posted 2-3 years ago, and niggas is like, I need today, I need it now, I need to see something today. It ain't no, what did you do, you know, years ago. Like, we're a last of a dying breed, sitting here and soaking up some real game and memories from this brother right here who did it before us. You feel me? There's different tiers. So right now in the game is so like, just what it's too full. You feel me? It's like we're processing all this social media, all these people doing these plays. We overstimulating. But at the same time, that person that is like trying to stimulate everybody and put all this content out, you know, they're going through something mentally too. You feel me? Yeah, and they're just trying to get to the bag and get to the bag. And like right now, it's just all about today. It ain't no planning for the future. Some of us that's trying to do that, but right now everybody's playing this catch up game, and it's like, feed me this now, feed me this now. So sometimes you gotta play this game. It's ugly, it's stupid, it takes away from your you know, well-being. But are you playing that game, or are you just doing it out of love? And that's what it comes down to. Like, I don't think I really look at it now like, what's successful, what's this, man? People brushing shoulders with the right people are making milestones and leaving legacies, and that's what matters. You know what I'm saying?
Are you talking about, as far, are we still talking on the lane of gatekeeping?
We still are talking on the lane of gatekeeping, but that's why I felt like with the gatekeeping, I felt like it was more of like, you know, when I brought up the city of Tulsa, like, you know, kind of gatekeeping ever since, you know, Black Wall Street was rebuilt, and then all the gentrification, everything, highways, everything they built. But aside from that, as far as somebody aspiring to do whatever they want to do, the strong survives. Like, yes, you can go do this music shit. Yes, you can go start a clothing line. Yes, you can go get a dismissal. Yes, you can go do this. Yes, you can be a barber. But just about who is actually putting in the time and being consistent with it, bro. And some people that's been consistent with it, they run has been for like 10, 15, 20 years. Like, you feel me? And these kids and people nowadays just think it's just today and today and today and today and today. You don't got a Lamborghini today and today and today. You know, they don't believe in whatever. You know what I'm saying? It's just so like
what you, I don't got know, now,
bro. It's just, yeah, bro. It's not.
That tie back in, because that's what you're saying is like.
And that was very long winded. I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? I just had to.
My nigga went to
it. You had to understand what I meant by that. Like, yeah, it's deeper than that, man. This music shit, there's nothing you can record. But go ahead.
I was saying that ties into. You saying, like, they need shit now. You feel like they. Like, damn, you ain't got the change and shit. Where your change and shit? You ain't on anything. But I feel like that's what. Kind of what P Nice was relating to. But it was. I think that was funny. I don't know if y'all saw that the P Nice interview gonna come through. You see that?
Yeah, I seen clips of.
Yeah, well, yeah. He asked the diamond test him, and he was like, "Nah." I was like, "Whoa, shit." He said no, but he had a valid reason. He was just saying like, "Cause it keep me relevant. If you think my chain is fake, it keep me relevant. If you think my chain is real, it's like I just want to keep the machine."
It's just that crazy game of marketing, man. Like, it's people do whatever to get, like, seen, but, you know what I'm saying? You said back then they, like, they wanted you. Yeah, they needed a breath of fresh air and somebody that can write this song, because they still on the same shit, ain't seen nothing outside of here, you know what I'm saying? So I can see how you got around. Like, people don't know this, so I'm glad. Like, I want to force it your way and let you speak, because people don't know the rooms you've been. Nigga, I was looking at that picture with you and Obama and Michelle. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's, you know what I mean? Like, people don't realize, bro. People really making milestones and, like, leaving legacies, bro. And these, I feel like this generation just don't care about it. You know what I mean? And we got to stop making people think that way. You got to go back and back. I remember that. You know what I'm saying? And the stuff that you know, people never heard of. You know what I'm saying? The stories you be giving us is unheard of, bro. Hooping with R. Kelly. Come on, man. We're gonna go. Which bag we gonna open up, man?
It's a lot of stories that go untold, man. Like, people don't even realize, but, like, people need to know. People need to put some respect.
This nigga with Mozzie and a whole bunch of people, man. Like, Craig, like, this nigga here, man, and been in rooms and been talks to all type of people, man. But, like, if they don't know, they just don't know. You know what I'm saying? We gotta start force feeding them the real shit, man.
Right, we got the
Cause they worried about the wrong shit.
When you was up in there with Obama, that was when he was still president, right?
Yeah, it was.
He was president at the time.
It was.
Yeah, Obama was taller. It was a week.
Yeah,
Obama was
tall. It was 7 days.
Oh, you really might hope then.
Oh yeah,
he got a splasher on him.
Yeah, he got a splasher.
Yeah, man, it was his last house party, man. 7 days before he literally got up out the house.
That's
so
crazy.
It was like a bittersweet, you know what I mean? Because that mean his whole staff was losing the job.
Gotta go.
You know what I mean? But man,
it's hard to not get a job after you say I worked for the president, though.
Yeah.
Now, if I know Obama right, it was some Hennessy or some Kvassi.
Oh man,
somewhere.
it was open bar. It was it was open, like, all everything, food. I mean, you sit next to Stevie Wonder and, you know, having conversations with Pharrell
Stevie
and
Wonder,
you know,
bro.
The whole.
I wanted to talk to Stevie.
Man, I was in there hugging Stevie. Like,
I need to know, can he see, bro? I need to know, can he really see? I just need to know, bro.
I don't know, man.
He
felt us that day.
Oh, well.
You know what I mean? It was crazy. Hey, man, can you imagine seeing everybody you can see? I said, Falami, we not talking to nobody until we find Obama. So we walking past everybody. Like, oh, shit.
I'm on that type of shit.
Yeah. So she said, there he is right there. Bam. We get over there. Lester Shaw, Tulsa, Oklahoma, man. We love you. Wow. Out the gate. I'm from the north side of Tulsa, Oklahoma, man. I'm sitting there talking to you. You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy.
Straight up, man.
The president, man. Yeah. What's up? How was he? How was his demeanor?
Man, he was your coolest uncle that you can, I'm talking about, ice cold. That party went from 9:30 to 4:45, and he didn't break a sweat. I seen his daughters over
you
there. Like,
in the morning?
In the morning, bro.
4:45
Man,
in the
I'm talking about kick. No R&B song was played. It was all hip-hop.
At the White House.
He knew every lyric. And I'm looking at this nigga like, this nigga know every song. Like, what the fuck is this, bro? All hip hop. You got Stevie Wonder over there. They didn't play now one of his songs. All trap.
Not with Stevie around.
Man, all legends in there, man.
That's exactly how I imagine the White House exit being. You know what I'm saying?
Trap.
Yeah. I promise
there was weed. There was weed in the building.
Every word.
Obama. Okay, no, he knows some shit. He was cool. He was. Okay, that's what I want to ask you with him. So, is he a nigga or is he a proper American citizen?
This nigga's a nigga, bro. He's like dancing and everything. I'm talking about he your uncle, man.
I knew it. He was bumping NWA in that one.
Yeah, bro. Straight up. Yeah, man.
I knew it.
And can talk about it.
Can't be proper American citizens, bro. Like,
you said what?
You said is he a nigga? Yeah, or is he a proper American
citizen? But you know what I mean. You know what I mean. You laugh.
He one of them smart niggas.
He said funny, bro. Like,
you said what? He one of them smart niggas?
Yeah.
Okay. Bro, Jerry, Jerry be putting a lot of what's the word on the niggas? That nigga be putting a lot of emphasis on the niggas.
What you mean? I'm asking. I gotta know. Like, is he like a real nigga? He really one of them.
Put the emphasis on the nigga.
Nah, that nigga's cool.
That shit funny, man.
But yeah, bro. So you all your music game, man. Let them know. You can learn me. Like, what's the like? I've only heard whispers of what you do. Like, mm-hmm. We've chopped it up, once or twice before. I've seen you around, heard your name, but mm-hmm. yeah, bro. Like, if you talking to a young nigga, like. Pop your shit, man.
Man, every level I've been able to climb up, it's taken either a budget or relationships. So even when we're talking about gatekeeping, do you have a relationship with the person that you feel is winning? Because the people that's winning, they always gonna look out for the squad. You know what I mean? So do we need to change who the fuck are we fucking with? That's another thing, because we are the company we keep.
Yeah.
Bottom line.
Okay.
So even when I was homeless for 9 months in Atlanta, I still got out the car and I was with Mace every day. I wasn't under the bridge because I was homeless. I was the homeless that was available.
Yeah, he was grinding. You know what
I'm
saying?
I was with every day. I'm with these niggas, man, and these niggas got bread. So I'm trying to be where I wanted to be. Even when I was sleeping in the car, I was sleeping in the car in Buckhead. I'm not sleeping in the car in the hood. Like I'm mentally where I'm gonna be. You know what I'm saying? And that's how.
It's crazy. That's like
smart. That's very
being
smart.
Being homeless and like still being around famous people and rich people. Like I done been there, down there in Cali, and like you don't want to be asking for shit still. You know what I'm saying? You gonna like make sure like you earn your seat at the table, you know what I mean? You know, so man, like that's respect, bro.
We
like,
still had CDs. We had CDs we were selling. We had a quota every day we had to reach. If we didn't reach that quota, we was in the car. But if we did, my son's mom worked for Marriott, so we got a deal, a discount that night at the Marriott, and we had some food for the next day. You know what I mean? So it was a hustle. We had a membership at the Y, so that's where we took showers at. Plus, I'm busting niggas' ass anyway.
Right, right. Yeah.
There was another gym that Mace took us to called Crunch. Crunch Gym was where all the celebrities, if you whatever business you in, and you had money, that's where you played ball at.
Crunch.
So
name
that's crazy. We got Crunch out here now.
Who we thinking? Who we talking?
I mean, everybody, man. It's from, even Polo the Don. Shout out to Polo. Bangladesh. Okay. I mean, you can catch even R. Kelly. Like these people were there. They were.
R. Kelly was not getting buckets though.
R. Kelly never. He never lost a game until he met me. Real spiel. Tell a story. Let's tell a story.
So R. Kelly gets buckets.
Let's get it.
So R. Kelly gets buckets.
Man, he was trying to get buckets out there. That Polo called me. He said, "Yo, L, I need some of that energy."
Okay.
R. Kelly is in town. He got it. And R. Kelly used to come with all five, six. You know what I mean? Six, seven niggas. Yeah, he bringing all the monsters out. So okay. It's 12 at night.
So he was getting carried.
It's 12 at night, man.
Running shoot. Like the ATL.
So
yeah.
I had, back then we didn't have really phones, so we had witnesses. You know what I mean? So I had to go pick up my brother, and I picked up Rico Malik, still in Atlanta. Shout out Rico. Shout out Rhett. What's up, man? Y'all know about this story. So we get there, they had already lost. I get on the court. You're good. I get on the court. We win. I hit 8 buckets. Now this is 5-on-5, full court. Second game.
You hit 8 out of what? 12, 15?
We're going to 12.
Yeah. Over
here. So second game, I hit 9. At this time, Kels is like, "Who the fuck is this? Yeah. Who the fuck is this? Do I need to guard him?
Do we got
bring your ass over here then?" He came over there, man.
Oh, R. Kelly slid
Yeah, he wanted some of that. So the last game, I hit 10 with the game winning deuce on this nigga. Splash.
What?
Yeah, man. So
and we didn't see plenty of look. I can picture it like really well because at Hoop Dads at Lacey, I hadn't seen this nigga score. Crazy. I hadn't seen him score 10 out of 12 at Lacey. Yeah, yeah. You know, right for now.
Real. For real. Pulling yeah. up so from I can 5 just feet imagine. Behind the 3-point line. You probably used to
hoop and sweats back then,
oh,
too.
Oh, man. Yeah, yeah. It was on.
That's how easy it was.
It was on, bro.
Hooped and, on R. Kelly, bro.
Yeah, man.
Bro.
Hey, Kelly. But Kells came over there and gave that love and respect.
On me.
He said, man, you play ball? I said, I play ball, but I do music. Mm. He said, man, let me go take this sweaty shit off. I'm going to come holler at you. He comes out the locker room, looks to the right, comes right there, sit down. I let him hear like 3 of my songs. He gave me his number and his cell phone number, man. And
the cell phone?
Man, we ended up doing Bang the Headboard, man.
Mm-hmm. You remember that song?
I'm trying to remember. Are we able to play it?
Yeah.
Are we able to play it?
2 seconds.
I'm about to say.
Yeah, you can always edit it into the video too, oh, yeah. Like a little clip right here, you know what I'm saying?
I gotta hear it.
Yeah, man. Shout out Polo, man. Polo at the time, he put me on that Rich Boy album.
Rich Boy selling that. Yeah, Auto Handlers on it. That shit was lit when it came out. That's like an example too. Like, man, bad record deal. You know what I'm saying?
Rich Boy. Hey.
He submitted so many songs, man, and they never let him like select the songs for his album. Okay. Like, nope. Rich Boy was so hard.
Yeah, he is.
You.
Me, Session, Miguel. Yeah. I feel so freaky.
There's something about the way you look at me. You had to have heard this.
I've never heard this.
R. Kelly was fired, man. I'm sorry, man.
Bro, I did not know.
The music was good.
This is great.
He supposed to be R&B. He supposed to be R&B bro, now, you know?
I
heard Flogging.
Different. It was different. I went older. I'm sorry.
Go listen to some R. Kelly. Don't feel wrong listening to it. You're just listening to the music. You know what I mean?
It's the music.
I ain't going to lie. He got them bangers, man.
Yeah, so bangers, man.
That's crazy. So it had been a lot of weed, a lot of women. A lot of liquor in the studio that night, right?
And this was before he got caught pissing on people, so it was.
Hey, like, allegedly. He never got caught. He got convicted of some stuff.
You don't know that. That's allegedly.
I don't know about that.
Don't do that.
That
man.
Was Dave Chappelle's skit. That wasn't even the real deal. But, that wasn't even the real deal.
Facts.
That's crazy.
Yes, it did.
I had to put Jerry on. Cause I seen you with the plaques with Lecrae now.
Oh yeah, man.
And you know that was his lane. It used to be.
Shout out Lecrae, man. Them boys, they write them checks too.
They do. They about what they.
They are, man. They all business, man. I love them guys over there, man.
Yeah, they make sure people get paid. They make people like they do a good job of crossing people over into officialness as well. I'll say like I know people from Atlanta that. Have worked with them and became official to where now they doing this for real. Over here for this major, Interscope, like going, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Different shit. So,
Street Symphony put me on with them boys, man.
I think it was with them for a cool minute. I've been working with them for a while.
Jerry didn't ever invite me when he was, you know, with them type of tier niggas, you know. I'll just hear all the stories. You know what I'm saying?
That's kind of, I mean, and my nigga's name is Kusha T, you know. Can walk into the.
My name is Kiwan. You know what I'm saying?
It's
my cousin Kiwan. No, it's my barber. you need a barber? For sure, man.
You're right. I should have.
Come on, man. Niggas don't be thinking about me. The only time they think about me is when they know they lady pulling up. And they need a cut, and they forgot the schedule. They like, man, come on, man. Just any way you can get me in, man.
He come clutch every sometimes, you know, he make the schedule.
Don't make it a habit.
Yeah, don't make it no habit. But my nigga gonna come clutch for you every time. For sure. Shout out Keezy Cuts, too, man.
Keezy's pit stop, man.
He's been doing things. He's been holding it down for a cool minute.
Man. Don't inbox me on my Keezy Cuts Instagram. If you don't hit me on the Keezy Pit Stop Instagram, I ain't answering it.
Yep. Pit Stop. Keezy Pit Stop. But yeah, bro. I feel like you got another legend. Could you share just one more legendary moment? Obama was amazing. I feel like you really. I was there.
I think one of the most legendary moments for me was feeling like Bangladesh. Shout out Bangladesh.
Shout out. I've used your.
Cause your kids. I made a milli on Apache.
You made what?
A milli.
What you mean?
What are you talking about? A milli, nigga.
What about a milli?
The motherland. A lot of people say you can't make no money out north.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god. So a meal ticket?
I mean.
Damn.
We did well over there, man.
Damn, niggas thought, man, niggas be having out here. But that's crazy. Wait, you was having it early. What the fuck?
We've been in business over there about 4 years. Yeah. You
know what I mean? It's hella shit. It's hella, what's the name's here now? Hella,
man,
hella
it's billions of dollars in this cannabis industry, man. I love to see, you know, some small business owners, some black owned business owners get a little slice, you know what I mean? Make sure y'all support
anyone over your small head too.
Business owners for real.
Shout out B Cox too, man. B Cox had us working with everybody, man. Bangladesh had us working with everybody. I mean, whether we made the album or not, they had to come through us. You know what I mean? And that was another playoff of just relationships, knowing the right people, man. You know, because if you had a budget, you were definitely going to Bangladesh. You were definitely working with B Cox. You were definitely working with Polo. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You were definitely working with DJ Toomp. Toomp gave us our first one, Salute, with Lil Wayne and Fabulous. You know what I mean? That was, what, 2009. You know what I mean? So it's definitely about relationships, man, and you believing in yourself and them people believing in you as well.
Well, yeah, bro. So what you been on lately?
Got a Motherland mixtape. Greatest Hits coming out.
Okay, Greatest Hits.
Yeah, man. I'm excited about this album, man.
There's some heat on there. Some heat on there.
It's a lot of weed on there.
You said weed?
He said it's weed.
I said
there.
It's that's heat funny. On there.
Hey, there's a lot of weed on there.
Yeah, man. The Big Ten Ballroom, been, you know, shout out to Pops over there, man, in the city, man, for loving on us, man. They've been booking us out, you know. That's a major project. It's that's a lot of work over there, man.
You saying they've been booking y'all out? What you mean?
We got the Big Ten Ballroom as far as like people coming in and okay. Utilizing the space. You know what I mean?
That's y'all. Okay.
That's been a blessing. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. For the family. But it took us 15 years to even get that going. You know what I mean? So we've been ready to host. You know what I mean? And put on. Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah, it's doable.
I'm ready to like do something off in there. Like, I still gotta come in there, like, you know, on some supporting shit. But I'm ready to do something off in there too, though. What you waiting for the right time, man?
What you trying to do?
Shit, that's like, you know what I'm saying, Kane's on the north side, man. I'm trying to go to the Big Ten and shit, do some shit with the band and shit, like make it a real show. But that's gonna be probably next year, though.
But we need to. I know we saying it on the air, but fuck it, we need to like get a band. Band.
Yeah, making a band. Yeah, hell yeah.
Steph got a band, man.
He got multiple bands.
I fuck with it. He do.
He got multiple bands.
I like it, bro. I really like it.
It ain't
I'm
nothing better, man.
Hip hop with live instruments is like my favorite form.
Hell yeah. And then Darko hit me the other day, like, man, come on, man, just gonna come do something with the Solution, man. I'm like, y'all tempting me, cause I went to school with the homie that be on the bass too. But that shit with the band is crazy.
Yeah, band.
I want to see you perform with a band too, man.
Man, It's coming.
I know you and Falami probably go crazy. Shout out to Falami too, out man. To yeah, I'm like, damn. Yeah. Performing in other countries and stuff like that, man.
Yeah, she's 15 years strong, man.
Yep. Man, I always wanted to go to Amsterdam. She got paid to go to Amsterdam. Like, that's tight as fuck.
It's super tight, man.
Yeah.
Man. So you been in Amsterdam too? You went with her?
No, I didn't go. Yeah, that was a special delivery.
They
They wanted Falami.
That's what's up, though. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, I ain't been overseas yet. I would love to see. I just want to see what the vibe is like over there. I feel like they hella different than our shit, bro.
Bro, mm-hmm. they got that street. I'm like, bro, yeah, they country different.
What you talking about?
The red light district.
Oh, yeah. Not Amsterdam. I don't know about Amsterdam.
No, Amsterdam got the red light district. That shit
they
crazy.
They got the brothels. That's how you seen a hostel. What's it called?
That shit wild.
Yeah.
That's how you know you crazy as a country if you just go ahead and legalize, like, prostitution. That shit's crazy as hell. They wild out there, man.
Hey, is legal in Nevada?
Yeah, Nevada different.
I didn't know that.
That shit is all dirt out there. It's a bunch of dirt balls. People
think it's legal in Vegas, but it's legal everywhere except Vegas and Reno in Nevada.
Wow.
Yeah, everywhere except the two actual, like, cities.
Why would they do that?
Because, I don't know.
It's a commodity out there.
It just make you go right around the street and then sell the pussy on this block.
They knew what they were doing, bro.
That's crazy.
They knew... Like, imagine, like, old Vegas. You got old Vegas, and you had a Vegas before that. You know what I mean? Imagine, like, them meetings they was having.
What you mean?
Like, just about, like, how they gonna monopolize the city and make it this fucking sin city. Like, who said, oh, yeah, fuck yeah, we're gonna make the sin city of the world.
They was like, how is we gonna get people out to the middle of the fucking desert?
You gotta have this, gotta have that, gotta have fucking boobs.
Yeah.
If you don't got boobs, you don't got, like, what were they talking about back then? Like,
why else would you come out there? It's hot. It's dry.
Train them for their
ain't
money.
No fucking
gambling. The money. Yep,
make
the money,
them go back to their families broke.
No me.
Like, that shit is a commodity.
That be people's taste, man. People's flavor. You don't gamble, so you don't go to the casino?
Casino, I hate the casino because I hate losing $20. You feel me? I got faith that this $200 about to hit, so I ain't risking the $200. Yeah, but lately, I've been on the damn underdog and, like, the draft picks and shit that.
Yeah.
I didn't hit a couple times.
That's educated.
But I didn't took a lot of losses, too.
I feel like that's educated, though.
I hate that.
That's not just random.
Right.
Like, I'm betting shit like anywhere from $5 to $50, right?
Okay.
When I lose $5, it hit the same as me losing $50. Like, that's just me, bro.
For the five, you'd be like,
I'll be like, damn, I didn't hit again.
Same.
Hear me out, though. Instead of gambling, you can get the same from investing your money. Like, we can
in stocks and shit.
Stocks in businesses. You invest in a clothing brand, for example. You gotta go buy some shirts and hope you make your money back. If you hit, then you could triple your money.
Gotta have
but if
knowledge.
You don't sell no shirts, then you take a loss. You know
you
what I'm saying?
You still gotta have the knowledge, nigga. You know how many niggas went and bought a QP and smoked up the QP and tried to invest in their hustle? Yeah.
That's still
but
a gamble.
It just depends.
You know?
Yeah. You know?
It is a gamble.
You put some shirts out and the shit is just coming off first pill. Like, man, you gotta still do the business right. That's why I said on the come through, I was like, man, if you don't do good business, you're not gonna get the opportunities.
Well, see, I do agree, because that's why we got the clothes. You know what I mean? That's why I got 9 books that I've published.
Facts.
You put money into yourself, it's going to come.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to come back, you know what I mean? But you got to have that knowledge, too. Yep. You know what I mean?
That's better than putting it in the fucking machine with flashing lights.
I can't put no machine.
You can't give up when it don't work the first time, baby.
So
y'all
don't give
doing that shit.
Just to be straight.
I gamble on myself, man.
Okay. I invest.
Okay. I thought I was the only one. I ain't gonna lie. It's the only reason I even brought it up. I was just seeing if most
bro,
people I know they.
I worked in a barbershop.
Why do people love
with a room full of barbers that would make a whole day worth of money? As me in the casino. I know a nigga stay at the casino 48 hours straight, motherfucker. Yeah. I know niggas that be gambling.
He said 48 hours.
Bro,
that was
crazy. I pride myself.
Two days
is nuts.
So look, I tell people this all the time, bro. I will never sell. But every now and then, when I see niggas flashing fucking 50K on front of my screen, a little small thought in my head, like, yeah, if I could get that nigga, I would get that nigga. Sometimes when I'm behind a Brinks truck, nigga, and I just pull up right in QuickTrip. I pull up right in QuickTrip. They right there blocking the pump. Like, yeah. I ain't going to physically really go do it. Yeah, but nigga, in my, like, it crosses my mind. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's crossing my mind.
Bro, you can't say that. We on public.
But imagine me.
That's
me, though.
The difference between us and animals, though. Crazy.
But imagine,
me,
though. I'm doing that being funny, knowing, nigga, I can't do no shit like
that.
Right. But it's really people out there that...
Yeah, they like, shit.
You know what I'm saying?
No, nigga, don't.
I'm not taking those kind of risks.
That's a huge...
So gambling, I'm not really messing with it like that. Like, I'm
so
not
we all a part of the Save Money crew? So you saving a dollar? Are you saving a dollar?
Definitely saving a dollar.
You're saving or spending is what we're saying. Spending,
I mean,
saving.
We be spending because we lazy.
I'm a part of the Invest Over Save crew. Like, my money going to make more in a business than it's going to make in a savings account, you know? I like to see the return over the long term.
You like waiting. You like seeing that end game.
I mean, if you put $1,000 in there in a savings account and they got like a 1% interest on it, you come back, you got what, $1,010 next year? You know what I'm saying?
Nigga, hold $10. Them niggas on the corner that made more than that, before the end of the day, nigga.
Bro, you give a black boy $1,000.
But the thing about that, though, Craig, let me just be real transparent with you.
Talk to me.
It's not that easy, my guy.
I never said
it was
easy.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, failing businesses and stuff, that is real. Mm-hmm. Pulling out of a business, that is real. It's a lot of people that gotta find different leasing spaces, because I know a barber that was on Greenwood.
Yeah.
Greenwood came with him like, boom, we gotta raise your rent this much more. Damn. Couldn't afford that. Yeah. So gotta move around, find another spot. So that's part of that gatekeeping shit of Tulsa, you know what I'm saying? But
what you mean?
Like, I know a few people that happened to.
You know what I'm saying?
They forced who?
A
small business owner.
Oh,
they forced
you talking about the back,
they forcing the small businesses and
this
the medium to be just poor. That's what the whole plan is. So, but I said it to say this: businesses, bro, can be tough for people, bro.
Oh,
I just
sure.
seen like
it's
a
hard.
Lot of businesses close. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
you look at the stock market.
You can invest all your bread
way,
into some stuff and not do it right. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
Very true.
You and look so, at the stock market though, it's the
still
same
gotta
way.
Find out
you,
how to run it.
You might put some money into the stock market or into real estate. You're gonna lose a little bit of money off at first. But if you stick it out and stay in there, then you're gonna make your bread on the long game. It's, you know what I mean? It's the same type of shit when you investing in yourself or investing in your business. Like, you know, just cause you take a few L's, if you pull out, then you just, you know, you left with some L's. But if you stay in the game, stay in the fight, you can still come out on top. Like,
definitely.
You know?
Definitely can.
Like,
all the
people who sold their stocks during the, like, COVID-19 pandemic, they lost money. Mm-hmm. But the people who kept their stocks, they was like, damn, my shit way down, but I'm going to stay in the game. Like, now they back up. You know what I mean?
There was also some people that had some emergency money on deck, too. They didn't lose. They just used that money. You know what I'm saying? Cashed out.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? It's all about losses and gains, bro. I just wanted to point out that.
Yeah, I was about to say, we don't wanna bore out the podcast for the young listeners. So
oh yeah, yeah.
Real
my,
quick
I mean,
on a ratchet tip. Why the hell is Sexy Red so popular? Can we please just
Man, she got
share
a budget. She got
looking
a budget.
For a baby daddy.
Yeah.
Period. But okay, so you think it's just the money? You don't think of the relatability? Because there's plenty of. I feel like there's other women that's doing it.
No, man.
No, it's just easily influenced. You know what I'm saying?
It's like no.
It's just,
so you say absolutely not. She's not good. She's not hot. She's not relatable. Don't. All
right. So listen.
I'm
her
like,
beats
when
hard.
That shit come on, like I start.
Her beats.
I ain't gonna lie.
Her beats is hard.
She get the.
That's normal. Beats gonna be hard.
Now a couple words here. Yeah. You know,
a few sayings.
It might hit a little bit. It might hit a little bit, but then it don't sound good. Nah. Glorilla Hard.
Yeah, Glorilla Hard.
They making her music sound repetitive. You got the wrong one.
Yeah, you gotta keep making the same.
If I get a nigga, fuck a nigga. It's just all the, you know what I'm saying? That they got this behind them. You know them toys you twist and wind up, man? Mm-hmm. They just doing that, bro. They're trying to get the young females and make them do what the young niggas is doing, man. They just trying to ruin them. You have
a budget to even work with the people that they working with.
Sexy Red, but no, she's signed. We know she's signed. We know that, man.
Drake trolling, though. He's trolling, bro. People don't realize when they really trolling, bro.
So you think Drake is for real trolling, though?
He's definitely trolling, bro.
You don't think
he's doing it because it helps his following, his attention. Of course, it's gonna be smart for me to take a picture with her. You feel me? Like, this is a no brainer. And it's
She hot right now.
You know what
why
I'm saying?
Is she hot? Is what I'm asking.
Because she has a month. She has the budget exactly. to pay.
But she signed before she got signed. So, like, how was she still that much relatable?
Ratchetness is like popular right now.
It's too. Very popular. Right
I heard
now.
Somebody
it's cool
say,
to be ratchet.
Facts, and I heard somebody say like, man, we got fake ratchet now, and she's like the real ratchet. So that's why.
Bro, I heard two different girls on two different tracks what? Say something like, you know, because you gonna find out like I'm my daddy's son. Like, you know, they girls. But they using the same terms that the niggas was saying, you know, mm-hmm. and flipping it. And, like, you know, they done took over this, like, young, like, whole nigga phase. Like, you know, they switching with, like, the niggas who wasn't ain't shit. Mm-hmm. They like, all right, well, y'all niggas so ain't shit that, fuck it, I ain't gonna be ain't shit. I'm gonna do the same shit y'all was doing, but in a more, like, crazier way, you know what I'm saying? That's why they signing artists like that, because it's what's in. You got little girls wanting Sexy Red posters. Now we had the Foxy Browns and the Little Kims. Right? This ain't new. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, that fucking industry is pushing that shit to the fucking forefront, and that comes with the budget and day relations, and you know what I'm saying?
It also is is promoted by like things like Blueface and Krishan. Like, you know, they got their whole little reality series and shit. Mm-hmm. And like, there's a whole little
toxic
reality TV, like,
it's going live on IG like, every day.
Bro, yeah. Smash or Pass? When they do Smash or Pass on YouTube, I'll be like, what the fuck? This is the most degrading shit ever. And like, Pass. They really go down the line like just crazy. On some y'all smash. Like, damn, you really out there with saying, you know,
you're talking about Blueface and
no, just people. Period. Oh, that's young TikTokers, young influencers. That's what
that's
they
normal,
do.
Bro.
It's normal, but I'm saying like this world is more like, nigga, it really ain't sacred to be in love. It really ain't sacred to sex. You know, build with somebody. They just, nigga, it's just whole phase all around, like from young too. It's sad. Nigga, they on the action young. You got some kids like our kids, that's good, you feel me? They know better, they have more respect for themselves. But nigga, it's so many kids out there
just going at it,
nigga, going at it, nigga.
Right,
they have access to it.
It's
I remember flipping through the paper to see it. You feel me?
Yeah.
Like, the these niggas is all access, nigga.
They got Cash App.
If your kid got Twitter.
Cash App was crazy. A 13-year-old with a Cash App was crazy. A 13-year-old with a Snapchat.
Yeah, they got Cash App. It's a little different. That's why Sexy Red's popping, though.
Hey, did you have MySpace when you was 13, though?
Damn.
Oh, yeah, I definitely did.
I think so.
I definitely had a MySpace.
Same shit.
Yeah,
facts. Close to the same shit. Yeah, that shit took forever to load. That shit's different. That shit hit different, man.
That shit took too long.
Do your homework.
Yeah.
Oh, this shit hit different on the plane.
Bro,
that nigga is funny. J-Man, shout. But yeah, man, it's just different, bro. They crazy nowadays, bro. I remember very vaguely seeing like revolvers, 22s, 25s. busted ass looking guns. These niggas got that shit, that army shit nowadays.
Yeah, I mean,
it's just an upgrade, nigga. This shit is just way different nowadays, nigga. It's way army different, shit. Nigga. You used to only maybe see a titty on a porn site, nigga. That motherfucker took 20 minutes to load. These niggas is watching full-fledged movies, nigga. Yeah. And subscribing to it. What the fuck?
Subscribing.
Niggas is subscribing to it, man.
That's subscribing, yeah.
It's just very, a different world, man.
You putting a lot into it and subscribing. That's like, damn.
They subscribing to it. You get on this shit
every day? Like I'm on YouTube? Like,
that shit is different, man.
Bro, subscribing to porn.
That shit is different, man.
Have you ever subscribed to porn? To a porn site?
Let's get off porn.
You good?
I'm just saying, man. We did enough for him, man. We ain't subscribing. Yeah. We know we don't.
He said we did enough for
Come on, man.
It's enough on there for free, man. Don't pay for it, y'all. Save y'all money.
Facts.
Save y'all money.
That's it for me.
Yeah, don't ever spend. I personally am not spending money on any of the shit like that. OnlyFans, none of that shit. What, I don't understand the concept of it.
Hey, your boy Zion Williamson, he a trip, man. That dude funny.
Oh, man. Zion tripping off like, what is crazy.
Like, I'm just saying, like, athletes be really, like, you know what I'm saying?
He's an athlete, and he tricking off
hitting these porn stars and stuff.
Yeah, like, weirdos.
Hey, man, these niggas just be athletes, man. They don't mean they smart.
They just be athletes. Yeah.
Exactly. he probably grew up, what I'm saying, he probably grew up one of them subscription kids, like. I'm gonna go get that one that I used to look at. Yeah, bet. Yeah, that's what he did.
All right, imagine who you know that's 21 right now.
Couple little knuckleheads.
So imagine this is RW Quarters. They gave him $5 million signing bonus. So imagine giving these kids this amount of money, man.
Hell yeah.
That's what you got to think about.
The kids.
The mental.
Maybe just
when they just, you know, and then when you play football, they say, all right, I'm gonna give you $50 million for the year.
Mm-hmm.
That's really within 19 weeks.
Yeah.
So they got to smush that $50 million in that 19 weeks.
I mean,
weeks,
it ain't a lot doing 50 though. That's
bro. It's, you know what 50, I think is stupid?
That's a lot. I mean, that's rare. That's
going to get.
Let's say $5 million.
Yeah.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars on the chain, bro. That shit's so stupid.
It's too much.
Why would you put hundred some thousand dollars on the chain? That's just ridiculous, bro.
Why? Okay, this is my thing.
That is ridiculous.
This is my whole thing on the chain, bro. And I'm sorry if y'all, if that's how you rock, that's how you rock. I'm not coming at nobody. I'm just specifically saying I don't, like, what is the, it's just, other than flashing, it's like, damn, this shit looks really good. What is the point of the chain? The iced out, huge iced out.
Like the Cubans that these niggas are wearing.
What is the, like, okay, for the fan, it's like, damn, they got money. So I get that part,
mm-hmm.
But like from our perspective, is it just to say, "Oh, I look like I get money"? Like I look like I got money. Like is that it? Is that
what's the most you done spent on like some shoes?
$350.
Okay, so $350. Let's say that's like 1% of what you made that year. You know,
right.
If you multiply that times 100, you made $350,000 that year. Right. So let's just say you made $350,000. You spent 1% of what you made that year on some shoes.
Yeah,
let's say you made $100 million.
Right.
You spent 1% on some flashy shit. Now you got $1 million to spend.
But it's still so like my thing is,
but
like,
what you just spent on that's a house.
It's so facts. It's idiocracy. Like, unless you like spin it,
you could make a lot of
like a slick Rick chain, like all solid gold, and it was $100,000. You put that bitch in your safety. I understand it, but nigga, you gonna
have
get
something. You gotta have
these jewelers is really getting off, bro.
Oh yeah,
these jewelers are controlling how much the shit costs, and it. It be all lab grown, or you know what I'm saying? They be figuring that shit out, bro. Yeah. Like, I wouldn't even buy nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? It's just stupid. Yeah. Like, you walking around with it. Like, you want a nigga to snatch it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you want a nigga to think about it. I'm that nigga that's thinking about snatching it, but I'm not gonna snatch it.
Right.
But the nigga behind me, the little young nigga that's eating ramen noodles every night, nigga,
yeah,
he gonna chance it, bro, because it's 100 bands on your neck. That's so stupid.
Yeah.
So stupid, man. I don't get it.
A lot of times you be getting charged like for the artwork. For them, if you getting like a custom chain, they gonna charge you like custom. Spending.
But a lot of chains be fake still, too, though. Yeah. The moisture ice is real. The moisture ice is real.
I done seen a lot of fake ones. Motherfuckers think they real.
Also, lately, just for some reason, I've been just hearing this like from different people, like saying, like, you know, it's kind of hard to, you know, get in heaven when you're like too rich. You know what I'm saying? I've been hearing that from a lot of people lately, and I'm just like, you know what? I'm just gonna be thankful for whatever I do accumulate. But I'm glad I'm just not like money. You feel me? Because like, man, this nigga's just blowing that shit, and then you see people suffering. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just couldn't be that fucking wipe my ass with this 100 type of attitude. You feel me? I couldn't do that, bro.
Not facts.
Landing shit, that's facts. Smart. Hell yeah. Getting some assets, hell yeah. I'm with all of that, man. Yeah. But the 100, I would, if I had it right now, that would not be me. I couldn't do that shit, bro. It's just ignorant.
I be hearing, like, lines, like, from Future. He said, like, I got about a 750,000 on right now. Like, you know how many people you could feed or house with that? You know what I'm saying?
Like, but life changing.
Jewelry you got on right now.
Man, that's the thing with this shit, bro. We all want to be on this level, but it's like, you know what I'm saying? It's like we are aware, but we also want. That shit be messing with all of us, I feel like, sometimes. But
I don't want everything. Like, I don't want no stupid shit. Like a Bugatti, bro.
The nicest car, the nicest this, the nicest Bugatti, this. But then it's like, niggas don't got out here that we could be helping. Man. Or, you know what I'm saying? Like,
you can't even put a lot of miles on a Bugatti, bro. That's the dumbest purchase of a car you could ever fucking purchase, bro. The percentage of it goes down so fast. The quickest out of almost every car, bro. So the more miles you put on it, bro. Good. And that's so stupid to me. It's so stupid. Why would I go spend a whole meal on this Bugatti? For what, bro? You got 50 cars already, bro. It's just so stupid, bro. So stupid, bro.
A lot of shit be write-offs, too.
Yeah, you can definitely write shit off.
Say that.
Them heavy boys.
You can definitely write shit off. She ain't writing off 100%. Even Trump couldn't get away with his 100% write-offs. You see what just happened to all his hotels?
Hey, what he had to put
closed? Too much.
All of them got to close.
Sheesh.
Instead of you going to jail for this tax shit,
you gonna just
your business
get rid of
got to close, nigga.
He'll be good.
He can get
he'll
away with over. Shit for so long.
He'll just start over. He'll just bankrupt.
He gonna be straight, though. I'm not saying nothing about Trump. But I'm just
know how to do this stuff.
I'm just saying.
He's been doing this.
It could go that way, too.
Right. But I would just say with the bling, if you look at I observe how white people is handling it. Like, yeah, that's our shit. Chain's been our shit. But you know, the richest people over there, they not icy, they not flashy, they might have a nice little, you know,
little Rolex,
yeah,
or
a little wrist
maybe.
Piece, nice little ring or something, you know. But they not flashy.
Even people like Adam Sandler, like Steph Simon was like, "Oh, I'll be on my Adam Sandler show."
When he said that, it clicked for me. I'm like,
he'll have on some hoop shorts he probably got from Walmart, like
starter shorts.
You know what I'm saying? Like some fucking New Balance on his feet. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Just
cool.
But he got like hundreds of millions. You know what I mean? Like, but he don't gotta have like. More than
I think, like a few chains is cool, like, you know, some little, you know, a little nice shit, you know, kind of like what y'all got going on. But nigga, that shit, that just be, and these niggas gotta walk like this and shit. Like, y'all niggas is not comfortable right now, man. Niggas be having 10, 12 motherfuckers on.
What?
You don't be seeing rappers do that shit.
Chains,
be doing that
all
shit.
The way,
they be all
the way
clinging, clinging. I done seen like two or three, like, you know.
Man, they be doing it crazy, bro.
A whole chest full of chains,
crazy.
Like,
crazy. And they heavy too. They be heavy. I'm like, damn.
Hey, I just figured out you the X factor in this, man. When you coming to Hoop Dads, man? Go on, put in your little PTO one Monday.
Oh, every Mondays. Okay.
Come up there, get on the Hoop Dads with us, man.
I'm with it.
So they don't even know about the Hoop Dads, but we're gonna have the 3-on-3 competition coming very soon.
Shit. Yeah, I need to go for the 303.
We're going
to
do a draft. So the other day I was trying to figure out how it would really work fairly. So we got to do it in a draft style and just like pretty much just simulate it. You know what I'm saying? And after we simulate the teams together, people know who team they on. And we get it like that, both ends of the court, 3-on-3. Because if niggas go recruiting, man, it's going to be some shit.
Man, I'm trying to kill this dang thing.
They green? Cause we kind of on time.
Okay, that's his phone. Okay, yeah, we good. But yeah, man, I did just want to ask you lastly as we wrap up, bro. Since we do got you on here, and we are here, so cause I feel like I'm the detective of this. I might not be the most knowledgeable of everything, I'm the detective, but I wanna. I'm one of the detectives because there's multiple. I'm one of the detectives of this, but it's this specific situation. I'm trying to understand what we need. Everybody's trying to provide something. I just want to know precisely. I feel like I have a good idea, but I just ask everybody, what do you, so this is just from me to you, or, you know, what do you think Tulsa needs, you know, like, what do you think we already got that we could use, and then what do you think we need? Musically, industry, music, you know what I'm saying? Like,
music.
Our media, music type shit.
I'm gonna go back to budget, man. What was the last project that Tulsa did that had a budget? Fire and Laughter. That's what a budget does.
Yeah. Touches other places. But what, a nigga with a budget with no connects?
We got the connects.
Who?
Me. I'm here.
But if a nigga don't know you, then...
Hey man, pull up. I'm back. I'm in Tulsa, man. This is why I'm here, man.
I got connects. Yes, we got connects. Look, y'all, if the budget is right, we could really touch anybody, bro.
You hearing them?
Yeah. Like, I was signed to Coach K. We can take Coach K $200,000 right now. He said he's gonna bring you 1.5. That's what a budget does.
How do we get the budget?
Boom.
So, a lot of these budgets I've seen, it's been, you know, D-Boy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Even when I got signed, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's where the money came from.
But you saying 200 could touch an M?
I've seen 1.5, seen with 200, with the right one. And it ain't even about how it sound.
Right.
It's who you paying.
Right. Who you Period. Got running it up. Yeah.
I didn't heard him say that even on interviews. It's not even no secret. It's just like, you gotta invest this much to see this much return. Straight up.
It's just like gambling. You gotta play at least about 200. You gonna hit that mil, you know. But you gotta come with it in a lump sum this way though. That's tough, nigga. It's like
on the back end. I'm sure it ain't.
You gotta be like, nigga, I trust you.
Here's the 200.
Yeah,
with the record.
What can a nigga do with like 200?
$200.
Where, that's a good flip. Where should they start? Like, where should they start?
Okay.
Because y'all talking big numbers. Everybody ain't doing well like that.
I would say start with an LLC. You know, create you a brand. You want to start with a brand. Get you a go on Fiverr. Get you a logo print created. You know what I mean? And then now you got a logo. Now you got something to push, you know. And then you go back to work and get your next $200 more.
Facts. That's a good place to start. That's a very good place to start.
You saying build up your brand.
Build your brand.
But as far as what I was asking, like, what do you think we don't have?
We don't have no major labels here, man. I've been selling tapes in the studio since seventh grade. You know what I mean? I've always used to ask my dad, why aren't we doing what another Bad Creation is doing? Or why are we not on TV doing this? You know, but we were in Tulsa where they're not looking for people in that industry. So you got to go to where they're looking for that. You know what I mean? But now people got this. Mm-hmm. So if you're not consistent on your TikTok game, if you're not, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If you're not doing, if you're not putting yourself out there, nobody's going to know anything about you. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
You got to be consistent in front of that phone.
Man, that's the crazy thing. Now it's really all the phone. That's really what I was telling people. I'm like, man, performances are important because you got to keep tight and shit. Like, when it's time to actually go, you got to be on go.
Oh, yeah.
But to be honest, you can really just do it for the phone and blow up and make your whole wave off of that. You ain't even got to
worry about it. What's that dude, Blake? What's that dude, FaZe?
FaZe?
That one dude, FaZe. Cowboys.
Oh, Blake FaZe, the white boy that be rapping in from Ardmore. Yeah,
I don't know if y'all seen him, but he be like on his ranch and shit. He'll just set up a microphone, but he be killing remixes and shit. But shit, TikTok, Instagram, all that shit got him up there. Like,
he be in the pastures next to a cowboy.
He be murdering it too, bro.
Yeah, he
probably one of the best rappers from Oklahoma, no lie. He kind of sings and stuff too.
You caught him right.
He one of the best.
You caught him right.
I mean, he from Oklahoma. Oklahoma.
That's crazy.
It's crazy.
He probably one of the only ones you can say that about too.
On me.
Nice.
But he set up that tripod, set up his mic.
Consistency.
Yep.
Record the song, put it over it. Like,
I've been seeing him do that for a while too. Like, two ingredients that he got. Like, not only is he hard, like, cause I fuck with the shit that he's spitting, but like, he got something to keep your attention. Like, we in a world where like, if you don't catch their attention in the first 3 to 5 seconds, then you lost them.
Yep.
So like, you know, I'm scrolling, I'm like,
exactly,
like, I got, like, I'm about to listen. What is he rapping about?
Hey, Bills behind him and shit.
On me.
But he got some sauce to him, you know.
He got flavor. He not
he got some sauce to him.
He rap like he
little seasoning.
Yeah.
On me.
I wish I could find him, but yeah, that man, he's him. Yeah. Now that you say that, he's one of the top.
Hey,
we don't have to talk about that.
That's another discussion, man. That's another discussion, man.
Be on the lookout.
But I know we got some butt cheeks in here that hurt sitting down right now. And, you know,
he talking about his own butt cheeks, y'all.
Man, hey, man, I'm sure at least one person in the room agrees. Now I'm just playing. But I'm just bullshitting. Hey, if you go to the fair, keep your head on the swivel.
It is a fair season.
At the end, we always, you know, leave you with some encouraging words or just some advice, and that's mine. Hey, if you go to the fair, keep your head on the swivel. No, I'm just playing.
Don't worry.
If you feel bad energy, just move around. You know what I mean? Just
feel bad,
just head out a little early.
Okay, that's smart. That's not bad advice. On the spot, damn. I would say
reach for the stars.
Reach for the stars. That's funny, yeah.
Miss Purdy,
don't be afraid to try new things. It might be your future. Yeah. Ding. That part.
He tried to channel his inner Smitty.
Smitty gonna always pull a fortune cookie out the noon.
What up, Shaw?
Yeah, man.
Create great habits. You know, one thing I do in the morning, I don't even touch my phone. I do my workout, I meditate, then I get to the world. You know, so I can, you know, that'll give me my kind of cushion to take on the responsibilities, you know what I mean? So, and if you create that, even when you get the money, or you know, it's still a habit that's set. You know what I'm saying? So,
respect.
And GMO over there punching.
It's been a long day too. I've been over here yawning. You're gonna have to edit them yawns out.
No, we ain't editing nothing, man. That GMO punching, like.
So something motivational.
Yeah. Anything, man. Anything you want to leave them with, man.
Man, keep going. Keep going. Little step at a time every day. You keep going. Like, one step at a time, you can walk to fucking Canada. You know what I'm saying? But hey, if you never start, you're never going to go nowhere.
I mean, this has been the wavy podcast of the century right here. No, just playing. We ain't on the wave shit no more. He ain't.
No, it's always the wave. You know, it's Lotus Wave.
I wish I had the Kush baton. I would pass it to you guys because you guys won today. But I don't have the Kush baton on me.
We gotta
find it. We
three,
out,
three
man.
Blunts. You know what I'm saying? Oh, it's light work.
Y'all can have it, man. Oh, yeah.
Three blunts and
they
a joint.
They gonna be like, "Wow, he passed out on a blunt every time."
But appreciate y'all having me too, bro.
Yeah, bro. We so happy to here, man. You dunking on R. Kelly and whatnot, man.
Oh, man.
it's 10 o'clock. Y'all gonna get me cussed out.
Right.
Man. Good night, y'all.